Hi and welcome to another episode of Popular Conversation Popcorn. It is, my name is D-May, your regular host. You can also call it Popcorn. This is the final episode of the first season and I call it Bold Decision. This is where I answer all the questions that have been sent in from all around the world. I have picked your questions and I'm going to be answering them as the show goes on. I'm alone today, but it's not going to be boring because I have a list of songs lined up for our listening pleasure. We are going to be enjoying ourselves as I talk through and answer your questions. I'll start off by saying this: you can follow us at Popcorn Official on Facebook. That's our Facebook page where you get the latest gist. You can follow us, like our page, and get all the latest on Popular Conversation, and also drop your comments at Popcorn Official on Facebook and also on YouTube. You can search on YouTube Popular Conversation Popcorn and also get all the latest on our podcast. And I'll start with this one. This is coming from Colony from Ireland, from the first episode, Scam. He's asking, is emotional abuse a scam? Can I scam someone without knowing? Is my boss scamming me from changing my job description? He said he listened to the first episode, so all these questions are coming from there. Well, is emotional abuse a scam? Yes, emotional abuse is a scam, because when you actually want to get into a relationship with somebody, or you are in a mutual friendship with somebody, you don't want to deprive them of what they should enjoy, and they would have thought that everything you want to give to them will come freely, and you will not deprive them of anything. But since you started depriving them of something, making them feel so bad, you have actually scammed them. Yes, emotional abuse is a scam. So if you abuse someone, just know you are scamming that person, because that is not what the person bargained for. Person actually ordered for something and you are delivering something else. So emotional abuse is totally a scam. So the next one he asked was can I scam someone without knowing? Yes, you can. It's a two-way thing, if you ask me. Yes, you can. Probably not. Most of the time, when you scam someone, 95% of the time, I think you know you are scamming that person. But in the other route, you might be scamming somebody without knowing, based on your feelings at that moment, based on how you feel, based on the situation around you, surrounding you at that moment. You might actually be hurting someone or depriving them of something, and you don't know you are actually scamming them. But yes, you can do that without knowing. So you have to be careful. That's why when you are in a sober state, you have to look at the people around you, how it actually affects them also. Now, this one also says, is my boss scamming me from changing my job descriptions? Yes. That's a big scam, because probably you are supposed to be a typist in the company or make reports and all that. All of a sudden you add more to your job and he's not paying you for the extra you're doing. Is he or she, whoever your boss is actually scamming you, because you are doing more than you are getting from your office. Maybe you are supposed to be paid $1,000 and for what you actually applied for, and now they've added more duties to your position. Yes, and you are still being paid the old amount. Then you have to be very aware that you have been scammed, and you have to probably renegotiate your job if your own country gives you room to do that, because sometimes in our own country you find it difficult to renegotiate your employment later, or the packages that come with your employment. This is another question coming from the United States, and the name attached to the question is Josh. I saw my dream girl, although the girl I saw is the one I have been having feelings for. Is she my dream girl? Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, Josh, I think your dream girl should be the one you haven't seen before. But some people want to argue differently, that probably she is the one. Well, I would just say it's a 50-50 chance that she might be your dream girl or not. I don't know, but this just caught me. This just caught me on the wrong side. But if we are to look at it critically, you have feelings for this girl, and there's a high level of tendency, or there's a tendency that you always want to hallucinate about her, dream about her, get carried away by her thought and all that. So tentatively you tend to dream about her whenever you are in a lonely place or sleeping or what have you. So it's a 50-50 chance. I can't just say that she is not your dream girl, also I can't also say she's your dream girl. So you just have to look at the indices that are ticked for you as a person. If this girl is actually everything you want in a girl, then she is your dream girl. Yeah. Okay, so we are going to take a break right now. I'm going to take this song from Two Baba. It's called Target, and I just want to groove with this song, and when I get back, I'll be taking more of your questions. This is Popular Conversation. Dime on the MIC. I'll be back.
I know go lie, I dey see you too. It all depends on what you want to do. Don't pretend, make you just stay true. I see they do me, not so they do you. I know go lie, I dey holla every day. I wonder why you know they look my way. I be you get you something where I never do. I be you want to make I somersault too. I be you get another pattern where I never know. Make you tell me, make I do the needful. Life is too short, baby report. Better me and you be our life support.
I don't wanna be a faithful perfect.
I be you never know.
See, I just wanna be a simple love.
And so the thing go.
Yeah.
You get the way and they target you. You different from the whole of your crew. You get the way you they look me too. And that is why I suspect you. I know you want for us to break bread. I know you want to know what's in my head. See this love, I want the training. And it will be peaceful too.
Oh yeah, baby, kia kia, make we link up. Make you go go to people, no gonna snatch us. I guarantee you, I go always defend us. As I go love you, he go make people jealous.
I just want roll, just me and you, eh. Forget whatever them do you. Happy you get another pattern, where I never see. Anyhow you want time, I got you and me.
I don't wanna be a faithful perfect.
Happy you no go like to know.
See, I just wanna be a simple lover.
Ah, no let the thing go.
Yeah.
You get the wire. From the whole of your crew. You got the way you they look me too. And that is why I suspect you. I know you want for us to break bread. I know you want to know what's in my head. See this love, I want the training. And it will be peaceful too. A peaceful chilling around my way.
Whoa, 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 that song is simply amazing. Two Baba, evergreen right there, just blowing my mind. This man, I really, really like that song. Target by Two Baba. I think I should actually probably maybe do a rap on this song, man. I think I have it. Oh, but all credits to Two Baba. Target, fantastic song. Yeah, we are still back in the studios. I'm still here. I'm going nowhere. Popular Conversation with D-May, and I'm taking questions, all questions sent in, and I'm trying to deal with these questions. I'm alone in the studio, so I'll be playing a lot of songs. I have this question, no name, but this is the question from the latest podcast I released, the last one I released called Cohabitation. This is a question from that podcast. This question goes thus. My question is on cohabitation. I have been living with my guy for 3 years now, and we've been cool, but I really want to get married and he's not showing signs of that. How do I go about it? Oh boy, you have to show him signs. I don't think there's another way I can buttress this as much as you telling him exactly what you want from the relationship. You have been with someone for 3 years and the word of marriage has not been said for once, and in your heart of hearts, you know you really want to get married, have your own family, and if you know he's the guy for you, probably you start to give him some green light to let him know that this is what you want. You have to let him know that this is what you want and see how he reacts, and let him know that you are a lady, and the time for ladies are not as much as for the times for guys. Realistically, ladies like to get married early and get their children out early, and so that they can really enjoy their old age. But for guys, they can actually chill till whenever they want and still get married to a young person. So you just go ahead and tell him that, oh, we've been living together, it has been fantastic 3 years with you, there's no other person I would have rather spend the rest of my life with. But right now, this is what is going through my head. I want to get married. I don't want to be distracted because we are living together. Probably there are other people throwing the shades of marriage to me and all that. And I'm really considering, or I really want to consider, because you are not saying anything concerning it. So if you are cohabiting with him, and you feel that it is high time you top the gun, take it to another level, I think you tell him, read his reaction. If it's not what he wants, it's going to really hurt, but then that's what you want, that's what's going to make you happy, so you have to just move on. This is another question. This question is coming from one of our episodes where we talked about trust, and the question goes this way. My question is, how do I start trusting people when I don't trust myself? Wow. How do I start trusting people when I don't trust myself? I remember in that episode, in that trust episode, I really talked about how it is really easy for me to trust people because I have no reason not to. So I just feel that when I meet you, I just want to trust you. And when you do something other than what my trust can accept, that means you have taken me for granted. Then I'll tend to distrust you. So for other people, I know it's not that easy for them to just meet people and trust them. Now you don't trust yourself and you're thinking of trusting other people. I think you have to start from the latter. You have to start trusting yourself first. And start to build trust around yourself. Trust yourself with some things. Be diligent, be prudent with so many things, and know what you are capable of and know what you're not capable of, and then from there you reciprocate such act on other people. You can't live alone. My dad always tell me that if you want to live alone, it's rather you build a tent in the middle of the forest and live there. If you don't want to trust people, if you don't want to see people, if you don't want to do anything with people, you can as well live with animals. Wise saying from my dad anyway. So I don't want to live with animals. I need to live with people. Then I'll have to find a way to trust them. You have to trust yourself. Then reciprocate that to other people. Little by little, you tend to see how to know people. The level of trust you will give them. If it is a full bar, like your phone, 100% trust. If it is a 75% trust, you just know how to alternate your trust with other people. I think you not trusting people can actually affect you in achieving some things, because you can't be at every place at every point in time. You just have to trust people with your money, with your house, with your life sometimes, like we do with the police. We trust them with our lives, and also some other delicate things with our families, with our loved ones, with our siblings, if you're married, with your children, you trust the teachers with them. So because you can't be at every place at every point in time, you also have to do something. And then because you're doing something, someone else is trusting you to do that for them. So you just have to trust yourself, then trust, find a way to trust other people to do other stuff for you. Man, these questions are really, really not easy questions to deal with. But since I'm alone in the studio, the guys are not here. They will be here on the first episode of the season 2 of Popular Conversation. It's going to be exciting, really, really exciting. And it will be, I think, a week after this episode is out, the season 2 of Popular Conversation episode 1 will be out. And I also said, you have to follow us on all platforms, subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Popular Conversation Popcorn, and on Facebook, it is Popcorn Official is the handle to follow on Facebook. So we move. I'm going to take this song by Omalay, very interesting guy. His songs, the way he sounds is just so magnificent. That's how they say it in French, magnificent. Very fantastic guy. I'm going to take this song. It's called Bad Influence by Omalay, and when I'm back, we'll take the final part of the questions, and then I zoom off out of the studio. This is Popular Conversation. Dime will be back.
I'm rolling on your wheel now. I'm drinking Hennessy now. I hope you see now. Say you don't bust my eyeglass. You don't scatter my plans. See my eye, I don't cross. You put me for ambulance. Why you make me bitch? So why you make me big? So why you did to me? God save me, please. I know you got me now. I know you got me now. I know you got me now. Followed you up and down. Followed you up and down. Followed you up and now I don't lost my mind. Now I don't lost my mind. Now I don't lost my mind. Now I know you lied. Now I know you lied. Now I know. Cause the doctor said I burnt my liver. I've been drinking, smoking cigars. Used to sing and play my guitar. Now I'm lost in this. I'm bizarre. Everything I do, everything where you talk, I do. Everything where you ask, I do. Say you don't bust my eye glass. You don't scatter my implants. See my eye, I don't brush. You put me for ambulance. See why you make me bitch. See why you make me bitch. What you did to me, God save me, please.
Hi, welcome back, and this is D-May, and you just listened to Bad Influence by Omalay. Fantastic song. The tone of that guy's voice is just so amazing. It just thrills me every time I listen to him. Bad Influence by Omalay, fantastic guy, has a lot of songs that are really, really interesting. Well, back to the show. I remember the last question I answered before going for that break, music break, was how do I start trusting people when I don't trust myself? Well, like I said before, you have to start with yourself, then you have to reciprocate that self-trust to other people. Well, this, funny enough, I have this question coming from someone from Australia. He didn't put his name or her name. And same question, not almost the same question anyway, with someone, this person is asking also here in Nigeria, two people, same question. They're both asking, which is better, trusting people or creating a wall? Well, oh man, this is dicey. You can't live without trusting people. And creating a wall is like keeping yourself outside what might actually come to you. And I'm sure for you, that wall would be everything negative. But when you're creating a wall, even positive things tend to also find a way of not coming to you, because you might never know who is bringing the positive vibe, like they say, or the negative vibe to you. So when the wall is there, both the positive and the negative might tend to hit those walls and go back from where they are coming from. So I think you should trust people, and it should be a 75% or 80% trust and 20% wall. I don't think you need to be very rigid while you are as a person. You can't have a 100% wall around you. You will be very not approachable. You'll be very difficult to talk to. People will not want to associate with you. And if you have too many trust issues, people are definitely going to have issues with you. So you just have to find a way to have a wall to protect your emotions to an extent. But sometimes you have to be open so that you can enjoy life as it were. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be cared for. So you have to find a way to trust people either ways. Trusting, I would say personally, that trusting is actually better, although you get hurt, but trusting is better. The wall for me is just too much. Creating a wall around you, it's just going to make you look mean to other people, but they might not understand why you are doing that, because you want to protect your emotions, you want to protect your mind, your sanity and all that stuff. But you just find a way to alternate and balance both. You can't just have just one without a wall. There should be a wall to protect yourself. Then when you feel safe around such person or anybody, then you can drop your guard and give them your whole trust, or trust them 100%. I hope I answered your question, and if I didn't, you can say it in a different way. I think I did it justice to that. So we have this one from Nigeria. Tokwe is her name. Tokwe, does guys be a Tokwe? I don't know. Either ways, Tokwe, this is the question. What do I look for when choosing a role model? What do I look for when choosing a role model? I remember we talked about choosing a role model, if they ought to be famous people or just a regular people around you. And I was of the opinion that anybody can be your role model. I remember when I was little, my teacher asked me who was my role model. I said my dad, and she looked at me like, oh, probably I don't know a lot of popular people, so I tend not to call any popular names. But people don't need to be popular for them to be your role model. The people, your immediate close people, should be the first people you're looking at, because you have to look at some detailed things. If you want to model them by their work, you can choose to look at that by the kind of work they do, and you want to model your life with their work, not their person. You can choose that. You can also look at the person and not the work. Probably you don't fancy what the person does, but you like how diligent that person is with life, how the person in all ramifications treats life in its own way. Maybe that alone just gets to you, and you look at that and said, oh, I would like to model my life the way this person have lived his or her life. So when you are looking out for a role model, you look at how that person lived, and also probably when you are looking at the success rate of that person, maybe the person is also in the same career as you. You can also look at the work of that person. They might have good work, but probably not a very good lifestyle you like to pattern your life with. You can just pick their work and live their lifestyle. So that's what you have to look at when you are modeling a person. So I have this question from Germany. The country this question is coming from is Germany. Well, the question came in German, I guess, so I had to translate. And the person is asking, do I have to cohabitate to know my partner very well? Well, it depends. It actually depends, but for me it's a straight no. You don't have to cohabitate to know your partner, although it helps to know your partner in a very short time, to really know the person in a very short time. It might not take like 3 years to know that person very well, to an extent when you are living far apart. If you are living together, maybe like 6 months, 8 months down the line, you get to know that person, what that person likes and what that person don't. So cohabitation can actually prepare you to know that person faster, but it is not the only way at which you can know that person. The person you are in love with or you're in a relationship with can actually come spend a weekend, or probably live with you a week and actually go back to where they live, and you get to have good time, spend time together. Just give yourself time, give yourself attention. You can also build that momentum to knowing that person, but it might not be as quick as you cohabiting. So cohabitation is not the only way at which you can know your partner. You can know your partner without cohabiting, but cohabitation is quite a fast way to know your partner. So here is the final question, and this is from Victor. Victor right here in Nigeria, sending this question right here in Nigeria. He's saying, I have been in a relationship with my girl for like 8 months now, and I think she is lying too much. She is draining me with her lies. What do you think I should do? Oof, Victor, well, sorry. I don't think I want to be in a draining relationship, whichever ways, either with lies or any relationship that drains something out of you is very toxic. So if you think she's lying too much, please, you have to just let go. You don't need that. If she's not projecting what you need in a wife or a mother that is going to take care of your children, I think it's better now than never. Just cut it out. It might hurt, because I guess you really like her and that's why you are sending this message. But I think you should just cut it out. Any toxic relationship, anybody out there in a toxic relationship, probably your spouse or whichever it is, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, is draining you literally. Please, I beg you, just let go. You'll find someone who will not drain you. I'm very, very certain about that. You actually find someone who will not drain the strength out of you and make you become somebody you are not. So that is it, and that's the final question from today's podcast. I've called it Bold Decisions, so you can take your decisions from everything I have said. You might necessarily have some opinions also. You can also add it to it. You can do your plus and minuses. This is Dime on the MIC. I will be back with you just a week from now with a new season. Do not forget to follow us on all the platforms I have mentioned. You can follow us on Facebook at Popcorn Official, and also on YouTube. Our podcast is also on YouTube at Popcorn Popular Conversation. You can just type that in one word, Popular Conversation Popcorn. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Fireboy with Champion. I think we are all champions, and we are all supposed to win, believe it or not. See you on the next episode. I think the guys will be here by then, so it's going to be a full house. Please don't miss it for nothing. Bye.
Never seen. I came suddenly, I be like Nepa Bill. I never since, I never miss. I be smashing, I be killing everything. From Ikeja to Ojuwe, Legba Bridge. To the many places that I've never been. Remember this, I'm a king. I'm a legend in the making, I'm a champion. Remember this, I'm a king. I'm a legend in the making, I'm a champion. Remember this, I'm a king, I'm a lion, and I'm a king, I'm a king. Super good. Hey, I'll be finding silver lining.